Great to have your company on this edition of Racing Pulse, counting down to Derby Day and Cup Week. And Mick Price is hoping to have a big hand throughout the week at Flemington. Three Group 1ers on Saturday, and they've already got their ticket with Ocean X into the Melbourne Cup. Good morning, Mick. How are you, mate?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. How's your mare Ocean X trekking towards the Cup next Tuesday?
Well, we had a 7:15 trot up with Dr. Grace Forbes, the vet, this morning, and Ocean X is not 100% in the action. We think it's a little bit foot related. Look, I came back in from being out in the middle, and we trotted up with Dave Shepherd, who's been Ocean X's vet since she was a yearling, and we both agree that it's not 100% in the action. So we're going to change the shoes on her, and there is another inspection which will happen lunchtime tomorrow.
Gee whiz, talk about terrible timing after the build-up, which has been so big since she won away in May. So a bit of a hoof issue. Is this? Do you think it's an abscess or a stone bruise?
No,
have you got any idea
really.
What it could be?
Confirmationally, she's a little bit flat-footed and gets a little bit low in the heel. But she's never had a day of unsoundness in her life. You know, she jars up on the firm tracks, as a lot of those horses do. But I think it's just got to the point where, you know, 4 or 5 days out from the Melbourne Cup, it's just it's reared its ugly head. And we just need to address it. And hopefully by this time tomorrow, with a change of shoeing, we think it's a heel issue as such. I don't think it's a specific abscess at all. We're not getting an acute response from one spot as such. We're getting a bit of sensitivity in both heels, mainly off front. So anyway, we're reshoeing as we speak, and Grace will have a look at it at lunchtime tomorrow.
Has she worn these types of shoes before?
No, they're called Equicast, and they are a gear change. And look, it should assist. I'm pretty confident that we'll have a good result from them. You know, we've had these situations before where horses leading into races that have been in work a while, we need to reshoe them. You know, if you unload a heel here or there, it seems no big deal. It usually works. But anyway, we'll do our best, and we'll see what happens lunchtime tomorrow.
Okay, so she has another vet test tomorrow. The Cup's on Tuesday, final declarations on Saturday. So if she is lame tomorrow, is that it, or do you get another roll of the dice?
Good question. I would want to be accepting with her because, you know, you've got from Friday lunchtime to basically Tuesday 7:30, so I'm not sure what the protocol there is, but anyway, I suppose we'll just have to play it by ear.
Well, fingers crossed with Ocean X, and we'll follow that story tomorrow as well. How are your three Group 1 runners on Saturday? Are they all fighting fit?
No, they're pretty good, yes. Our playboy, look, he's already won a Group 3, so I didn't see the point in winning another one. As usual, we'll have a dip at Group 1 with him. He is a colt. Look, he's going great. Not seeing how he's going to run a personal best to beat them, but that doesn't matter. He is very fit and well, and look, his work and trials have been great. He goes in there with a chance. I think Farnham's drawn out near us, so we might just get a little slipstream there. Redwood Shadow, look, he's drawn out. He's got no tactical speed early in races anyway, so we'll just be at the back, and it'd be nice to follow Cherry Tortoni, I guess. Get a tag in there. I'm not sure if he's good enough. Odium is good enough and is going superbly. Very happy with her. And, she's going to be a great chance. She's our best chance for the day, for sure.
Yeah, she's drawn another beautiful barrier, hasn't she? And with 49 on her back, I think two of the last four winners of the Empire Rose have been the three-year-old fillies. Has she gone on from that win in the Guineas, which was pretty soft on the line?
This is the thing. So, look, Seamus just asked a question. Can you monitor? I would have been happy to put it out after 1,000 Guineas, as you do, spring three-year-old. But the question was asked, and we've just monitored her week by week. You know, she's been down the beach and she's had some nice grass gallops. Michael Walker's opinion is as robust leading into Saturday as it was before the 1,000 guineas. You know, so I think the horse is blooming and she looks great. I have no hesitation in running her. It's just a matter of whether she's good enough on the day. But I see no signs of her, having had enough or getting tired. And 3 weeks has been great.
You've won a derby before with Tarzino. Have you got a gut feel about Redwood Shadow, whether he'll run a strong 2,500?
My feel is that he may not be the biggest, strongest horse with the most ability in the race to get there and win. But, look, if we have a soft run in the race and, we can motor up late and run on the first 3, 4, 5, it's going to be a worthwhile exercise, and you never know. He might just poke his head out, but look, he's there fitting well as a lightly raced gelding, and I'm sure he'll run well. His work has been great, and he worked on the course proper at Warrnambool a couple of times since he raced at Caulfield. So he's certainly training on. It's just a matter of how the race will be run and whether he's good enough on the day.
I think you got one runner today at Cranbourne. Ring Ford, any each-way chance?
Yeah, she's an each-way chance from the inside gate. The track looks like it'll hold up. Beautiful day. She did not forget her slow track form. But track's come up a good 4, and yeah, she is an each-way chance.
Mick, appreciate your time. Best of luck with Ocean X, especially with the vet test tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael.